precious memories. Sad though I had been to know I would not return to heaven for now, I also knew I would not exchange one moment of my heavenly experiences for anything this earth has to offer. Truly, nothing compares with the glories of heaven. I spent most of the morning and afternoon of April 8 singing heavenly songs, meditating, and trying to pray more than usual because I didn't know when I would be able to see the Lord again. I do this each morning, but on that morning I spent many hours in continual prayer, worship, and meditation on the Word of God. Since I've been a Christian, prayer has been my life. In this way, the Lord is in my life every minute. That particular morning was a very sad occasion for me because I was thinking about not being able to go to heaven with my Lord until the last day. Around 1 p.m. that afternoon, I began to feel very sad again. I was remembering that I wouldn't be with the Lord in heaven anymore. Being with the Lord was the happiest experience of my whole life. No words can truly explain the joy I felt while on those visits to heaven. Although I had felt exhausted during those months, I had been spiritually rejuvenated. I began to weep. The firm, strong voice of the Lord caught my attention. He said,
"My daughter, I told you not to cry for me anymore."
I tried to stop the tears, but couldn't. "Lord, I'm sorry. I only wish you would take me to heaven with you." I wanted him to take me right then because I did not care about anything in this world anymore. The thought of being in heaven with Jesus preoccupied all my thoughts. I openly expressed this to the Lord. "I don't want to wait," I said. His rebuke stung my heart.
"My precious daughter, I have already told you that I need you to do my work on earth. Be patient."
The tone of his voice reflected anger. He went on,
"I'm coming sooner than everyone thinks. Just remember that I will never leave you. You need rest."
With that, he departed. My burden had been taken from me, even though I still wanted to be with the Lord in heaven. All fear of death had been removed from me because I knew that death would mean the beginning of eternal life in heaven. Sometimes I even wished to die, but now I recommitted myself to fulfilling the mission Jesus had given me. In the meantime, I had many precious memories to recall and relive. My mind remembers everything I saw in heaven, every road we walked along, the buildings we entered, the mountains we climbed, the angels, Abraham, the clouds, the rivers, the animals, the flowers, the trees, the birds, the rocks, the sea, the lake, the ponds, the people, and the wonderful peace and joy of it all. I will never again be like I was when I thought I wanted to enjoy this earth for as many years as possible, to live to a ripe old age, and to travel here and there. I just want to be with the Lord more than anything. I know heaven is so real, and more importantly, I know Jesus is always there. I love him more than my life, and I want everyone to believe in him and to know there is a heaven already prepared for them. I agree with the psalmist who wrote, "Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me." Psalm 63:3-8. I used to wonder about these things, and sometimes I struggled to believe. But now I know that I know that I know. There is a heaven, and it is our true home. The Lord had shown me the bodies of water in heaven so many times, and he had told me,
"Anyone's heart that is not as pure as water and does not live by my word will not enter my kingdom."
He repeated this time and time again, so I know it's important. He also said,
Many will not come to the kingdom because they do not live by my word. That is why I showed you the people wearing the sand-colored and gray-colored robes.
I knew that I didn't know anything about writing books, and I knew very little about God's word, except for the importance of being obedient and fearing the Lord, but He had told me not to worry. I am finally learning how to surrender all my worries to Him, because I know He cares about me. I want to do my best to please the Lord at all times.